And we're back at Bruv. It is the Multiverse Would You Rather Summer Series.
Yeah, bruh, is it?
Yeah, I managed.
You did it right. So, so basically what this is we play Would You Rather every Friday with some of our friends.
Yes. Special guests.
We do have a special guest today. You were last on the Multiverse when we did the whole glory hole thing.
The finale,
the grand finale.
Grand finale.
It was an honour.
It was, and we.
Oh, trust me, it was our honour.
and there was what's his name, the guy whose grandmother died in a glory related accident.
Clivert.
Yeah. So hi to Clivert, and we dedicate this show to the memory of your grandmother and the glory hole related incidents. So grazie Clivert. Rest the beast, Clivert
mother.
You.
So, anywho, I wish Denise would have given us some of these limoncello balls to their
they're really good. So nice. So we're at Bruv. Bruv have got amazing food. We've been talking about this food all summer. And like for example, this beautiful coffee, we've got those balls. All the sweets are made by Annette. Who is the mummy? Who is the mummy? Here.
But I think Carm spiked this. What was supposed to be water?
Yeah, is it written there? Are you feeling a little bit tipsy?
Oh, it tastes like a gin and tonic to me.
That's yours. That's yours. Then. So, Del, have you ever played Would You Rather before?
I think she did. Yes.
Yes.
You have played.
Unfortunately, it was about a priest, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Or something like that.
Go back to watch that episode, guys.
Priest?
No.
What was it? The girl with the father.
Yes,
that's the one. You're right.
With the boyfriend's father.
With the boyfriend's dad. Yes.
Where I got priest, I have no idea. But I'm sure
there was a priest involved somewhere.
There was a panty sipping in that.
Yes. Grandmas. There was grandmother.
Let's warm you up first of all.
Hypothetical.
Now, so you are obviously. How would you describe yourself? End of nowhere. How would you describe yourself?
Multifaceted.
I am a strong and independent woman.
Wow, yes.
Process,
yeah, you've never said that before.
I don't know.
Okay, so
it's hard to explain.
Okay,
no.
Just say you could be, if I was to say you could be the best person in your field, what would you think, how would you describe your field? Like, would you say?
That's very difficult.
Health.
Because health and fitness adventure.
Yeah, more
like adventurous, I would say.
So you would be known as the top health/fitness/adventure person in the whole world.
Yes.
But whenever the camera's not on, you get a third boob just popping up on your forehead.
Yes.
A really big one that you can't even see because it's drooping. It's like a big...
A literal boob
drips over your eyes. So you're like, I can't see. So you need to have somebody to just... Actually, they look like big testicles, but it's a boob. But it looks like testicles. It's always got hair on it, but it's a boob.
But you imagine the bra that you could wear for that thing.
But only when the camera's not on you. And then as soon as the camera's on you, it disappears. But all your friends and family, they're like, hey, Denise, the camera says that for us.
But you would be a world-renowned, health and fitness and mindfulness.
Are you asking, would I rather have?
Yeah, so would you go for the big boob on your eyes and all your friends are like, Denise is a bit of a freak, that would be a boob. Or, but then nobody else knows, or everybody else in the world is like, wow, she's the top fitness.
It's a bit complicated, this would you rather.
Or would you rather not have it, and then you are where you are, all the sense.
Well, I am happy where I am.
Yeah, I
can't do with a boob on my head. Like, I already have two, and they're like, always in the way. So
yeah. I'll end up at you. Emma.
The fuck?
So people are like, no, Matthew's really creepy whenever Denise comes.
What? Just Denise? Don't you remember the Loscos?
Yes. Yes, I remember that story.
Everybody, you're talking about it. Well, I'll be a zombie. It could hurt anyway.
We have a creepy producer.
We have a very creepy producer.
But we have a great location. We're at Bruv in Bautzen. And that kind of makes up for it.
So, on that note. Right, so Denise, would you like to pull out a would you
rather? So this is the official Denise would you rather edition. Would you rather?
Yes, there you go.
Oh, it's a long one.
El Lalo.
I'm seeing the name now.
I know. Would you rather wake up every morning to Pepiazzo Pardi licking your ear or have to make passionate love to him once in front of Sharaban Kordi?
In front of the Sharaban Kordi audience?
Well,
the last Sharaban Gordas there was. So lots on May 18th, just so.
Oh man.
Wow.
And you have to choose.
Hey, okay. Choose which one.
Well, you don't want that every morning, so.
No, no, I would rather make passionate love to him.
Well, there you go.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
No, actually, no. Well, I mean, no. I'm sure he's, you know, he's...
He's got a lovely tongue?
No. What, I'm sure it would be, I don't know, better than having him licking my ear every morning.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a really nice tongue. Thank
you. Every morning.
Every morning. That's what she has dogs for, it's
thank you.
Well, what about you, Jay? What about you?
What about me? Yeah. I didn't pick that. Who would you rather? Yeah. I'm not answering.
Hey, I for the Sharaban Gordas. Yes. I go for the Sharaban Gordas. Definitely.
Does it? Can it be another show?
This.
Mella, and I'm just trying to change the vibe.
All right, process. And that silence. We actually have an audience.
There was a silence. Yeah, did you notice?
It just went completely silent at that point.
Because we're talking about shows that are not on air anymore. So that's why I said. All right. Die. First one I could think of.
Die.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Pull out another one then.
Ma, Laludin.
I didn't see it. She closed it so fast.
Would you rather have sex with your ex? Or your boss?
Taiba.
Do you have a boss? Because you work for yourself, don't you?
Yeah, Tai buddy.
So you'd be basically masturbating? Yes.
Basically.
Sorry. I'm self-employed. If she's self-employed, but she's her own boss.
It's true, fair enough. So I would so rather have sex with myself.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Process.
How about you, Steve?
I'd love to have sex with myself.
I mean, I'm doing it right now. And on that note, that's it. We are done. Thank you for watching. This was supposed to be super clean, by the way.
I don't know what happened.
Is it ever clean with you guys?
Yeah, it was supposed to be clean. Anyway, and on that note,
it's not dirty. It's just naughty.
Yeah, exactly.
Naughty. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
We'll be back again next week for another Would You Rather Summer Special here at Bruv. Till then, bye! Cheers!